They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski are in Foxborough inside the team facility. They today have reported for the start of minicamp, which will officially begin tomorrow. The entire team taking part in a fantasy camp being held today for, it looks like, a bunch of kids at Gillette Stadium.
Yep.
So
cool.
That's going on right now. We'll get to that. We'll get to the Patriots. Right now we go to your phones with Pete in Medfield. Hey, Pete.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Hey, Pete.
I was calling to ask, like, I haven't heard any mention of Stevens, like, the wonder coach. I mean, I agree he's done a good job with the Celtics, but in Game 7, there was absolutely no sign of a game plan. You know, everyone's jacking up threes. Like, why wasn't he able to rein everyone in and say, listen, you know, work the ball inside, anything, but it just seemed like it was all willy-nilly with no, he had no say what was going on.
Yeah, I mean, we had him on. We were down at the baseball tavern last week, and my first question to him was, okay, you've had time to digest this thing now. You know, sleep on it. Is there anything you personally would have done differently? And he said no. No. He believes in these guys, open shots, those guys take it. I mean, the obvious thing is get the ball to Tatum more, right? Put the offense through Tatum. I think that's the only really adjustment you would make. But I don't know.
The one thing he did say is that he thought, because I had asked him about, do you wish he took fewer threes? He said the Cavs were really packing it in, and he didn't think that they could work the ball inside in the second half of the game.
Called it a wall.
So they couldn't do it.
It's like we're hitting a wall.
Didn't think they were capable of doing it.
Yeah.
And he had to have thought that they weren't going to continue to shoot so poorly in that game, which they did.
See, they've done that all year, though, where they would get themselves out of trouble, somebody would get hot, and somebody would knock them down, and just the problem was your point guard went cold. Terry Rozier, last two games, went cold. I mean, we knew that was...
Yeah, he went cold. Tatum, well, excuse me.
Brown.
Brown was not the same. Tatum was the one young guy who sort of rose to the occasion. The other ones could not.
Horford was good early in them games.
They looked rattled in Cleveland. They did not look good in a game seven at home.
It's almost like the moment was too big for them.
It was. The stage was too big. The moment was too big for them.
Like, you guys talked about it even during the broadcast that...
If they had LeBron, wouldn't be that big of a stage. They'd be able to handle it. Already.
Well, would he
handle it?
Well, wait a minute. Would the offense go through LeBron?
The
or
steady guiding hand of LeBron James?
Would you bring in like the Marcus Smarts or the Marcus Morrises and let them launch those crazy shots? Or would they continue to get them open looks and double LeBron? I would still hope he would call timeout and say, get the offense to go through LeBron. Chugga-chugga-choo-choo could go through that wall.
Troy in Dorchester. Hey, Troy.
How you guys doing today?
What's up, everyday Troy?
Man, I'm chilling, man. You know, I know how you feel about LeBron and Golden State and all that stuff, but it's got to feel a little bit good to you watching those guys, those punks, get laid into by Golden State.
I think Golden State's the punks, actually.
Why? Who's a punk for
who's
Cleveland?
The punk for Cleveland?
Oh, J.R. Smith.
Well, he's despondent. Well, I don't know that makes him a punk.
I don't like Thomas. Thomas Thompson, he's a punk to me. I don't know. He runs his mouth too much. You got Perkins over there with his pom-poms, you know?
I mean, it was Curry that attempted that shot and just turned and started yapping at the bench. Of course he's going to get backed down by Perkins.
Perkins is always yapping at
people. I'd have slapped him if I was Perkins.
Perkins is always yapping like he does something great, you know? Coach Perkins needs to sit himself down and watch the
You must hate Draymond Green then, Troy, with your takes.
I don't like them, no, but I just like to see Cleveland get beat up on. I don't like Golden State at all, but they're the ones beating up on the Cavaliers right now, so I'm taking it.
How does that make you feel about your team that the Cavs are just getting beaten up on?
Because the Cavs shouldn't be there. We should have beat them, and it's almost like rubbing it in their face that they weren't ready for the pass. They should have just let us. You know, the NBA should have just let us do what we're going to do, get a fair game. We've been playing them boys.
I mean, we would like it. We have more to talk about in this series. A good old home angle. Well, Brad Stevens changed defensively game to game. Lineup changes. What would you do with Baines? Ooh. Baines. Imagine Baines going up for a dunk down the lane. He got stuffed. He barely hit the rim on that last one. Oh, my God.
I don't take any joy out of seeing the Cavs lose.
It makes you feel worse that, I don't know, I think it makes you feel worse watching Cavs.
I like LeBron. I don't hate LeBron.
What, how many?
I felt bad for him after J.R. Smith's screw up in game one.
How many punks are on that team? It's just like, come on. J.R. Smith is just, not a punk. Just dumb.
Ben is in New Hampshire. Hey, Ben.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
So, two things. One, I get crazy about guys saying LeBron's going to slow down. I mean, he's in his 15th year. He's played as many games as he's had. You got Tom Brady, and no one's talking about Brady slowing down. But my question is, if you could have LeBron James for the next 3 years, and you're guaranteed to get a championship in every single one of those years, would you take that?
Yes.
Yep.
Or would you rather have what you got now, and you can compete for the next 10 years? There's no guarantee you're going to win.
You think the current team's staying together for 10 years?
I'm just saying you got the young talent. You got.
They're
going
to want to get paid.
Yeah, you have to pay them.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you guys are going to funnel out naturally. Are you going to pay Kyrie Irving, a guy who has he played more than 60 games in a season, 70 games in a season? I mean, he's a liability.
You know what I take?
All right, so you're for LeBron then?
Yep.
Oh, I'm totally for LeBron.
Oh, good. I like the call that much more now.
You know, watch this weekend, and he kept running on Comcast. Anything is possible. That 08 team and Paul Pierce retirement ceremony. I mean, and you see what it was like in that window for those guys and how they should have probably won another. I'll take the 3 years with LeBron and your chance to win a title. I'll take that. I'd take that over the 10 years in a second.
By the way, on Kyrie Irving, Mike Gorman.
Yeah.
We all know Mike Gorman, regular on Toucher and Rich. Also was on a podcast on the, it's the Celtics Beat podcast.
Ooh.
CLNS Media Network. Evan Valenti was the host. Had Mike Gorman on. Here's Mike Gorman on the future of Kyrie Irving being here as a Celtic after his contract is over and he needs to get re-upped.
I don't have any reason to have any long-term injury concern with Gordon Hayward. I think Kyrie's record over the course of his career would tell you that injuries have been a problem. I think you have to be smart here and look at what the facts are and understand that maybe they may be a problem going forward, too. But Gordon Hayward hasn't given any indication in the past that he's injury jinxed by any way, shape, or form. Kyrie, on the other hand, does have a history of injuries, and you know you'd like to see Kyrie. Hopefully, it's in a contract year, which he's in next year, to have just a season of his career. Again, I think the big measurement for Kyrie going forward is how many games can you reasonably expect out of him.
Do you expect Kyrie to be here long term, or do you think next year is his last year?
I don't think it's a given either way.
It's not a given. Not a given that he's here beyond next year. If he comes back and he doesn't play a full season, do you think the Celtics will have some hesitation to locking up Kyrie Irving long term? How could they not? How could they not have hesitation? Or have it severely impact their offer to the point where the player says, I don't want to sign here.
Can we mark this down June 4th, 12:15 p.m.?
Sure.
Let's just see what happens from here till July 1st, if more and more of this stuff comes out. This feels like the first of a little... He's injured all the time. And
jinxed.
You don't know.
Do you think your team's looking to move on?
Injury jinx.
Just saying.
I don't know. He wasn't there. He had that...
There's certain people you trust. It's like the Mike Reese things, nice Mike Reese nuggets for the Patriots. You kind of like, all right, you got to kind of follow those.
Yeah, you just know that Mike Gorman is plugged in.
Gorman did.
And when Gorman says it's not a given that he's here beyond next year.
Gorman wouldn't trade Jay Crowder, right? Gorman wouldn't get rid of Avery Bradley, right?
Untradeable.
He's not shutting down the idea of maybe Kyrie Irving leaving, though.
Sneaky good, Jim.
Get ready for it, Hardy. LeBron to Boston. Woo! 617-779-0985. We're going to talk about Tom Brady coming into camp next.
Just because you're at work doesn't mean you have to miss a story. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
We'll be right back.
Hey, Tom Brady's in Foxborough, Zoe. Celebrate. Rejoice. Get excited. He's here. He's going to participate.
As planned.
He's going to be there at mandatory minicamp.
As planned.
Starting tomorrow. He's there today, as is Gronkowski. If you're Bill, how do you handle the reps? Tomorrow they go out onto the field. What do you do? First team, who's the quarterback?
Tom Brady. I mean, Josh McDaniels is back. He didn't go become a head coach. He's your offensive coordinator. It's Tom's offense. It's not Brian Hoyer's offense. Brady. And puts the bed, starts to put the bed, the turning of the page from the grotesque loss on February 5th or 2nd, whatever day that was. I don't even remember the date. But, yeah, I mean, if it's anybody else, we got more issues than we think.
Jim is spiteful. Jim wants Belichick
Jim wants to do the team thing.
Put Brian Hoyer out there.
Teach the young guys a lesson, the Cassius Marshes.
Tell him that, you know what, you haven't been here. Brian Hoyer has been here.
You know what, Tom? Danny Etling's going to take the twos. Just work with the threes.
As Volan wrote, Ben Volan, Boston Globe, will Brady still get his usual amount of work, or will he be relegated to backup duty behind Hoyer as punishment for his absences?
How funny would it be tomorrow? How funny would it be tomorrow if all the reporters show up and the entire team has no logos on their helmets but the white tape across the front that says Brady on his?
Stop.
I swear to God, that'd be great. That'd be funny. Like, that'd be a little dig, but, you know, get in the huddle. Who's the quarterback? Oh, yeah. Hey, Brady, get in here. What's your name? Zings.
Did Bledsoe go to the organ? Did he go to the voluntary stuff?
He was at everything.
Okay.
Parcells,
if he hadn't shown up one year, how would you handle it?
Parcells was our coach. I would do everything, and he would come back, and Parcells would probably tell him, get in there. And I'd bitch to him.
How would the team react to it?
They would get it. They would understand because Drew's the number one overall pick.
Thank God it's not Zolak.
Yeah.
Thank God it's Bledsoe.
And I'd sit there and go home and bitch to people at home or my friends, not football friends, and then you learn to deal with it.
Remember what we got
to
last week?
Roles, about knowing your role on the team.
Florio was on that podcast with Tommy Curran, NBC Sports Boston.
Ooh, that's right. Yeah.
And he said he could see it being just the beginning. We have that. We'll play it again. Here.
There is an inclination among some to just say, oh, this is no big deal. Mm-hmm. And, hey, it's a big deal anytime a starting quarterback doesn't show up for off-season workouts. That's a huge deal. And when he does show up, people will assume it's the end. I think that's the beginning because I can envision Bill Belichick making a bunch of snide comments. Well, if, you know, people who are here for off-season workouts understand what the requirements are, whatever it is. And just driving Brady even more crazy. And I think that's at the root of this. You and I have talked about this in the recent past. The idea that 18 years of Bill Belichick is enough for Tom Brady. And when he shows up, if Belichick starts being doom again, like he was with the Giants and has been the last 18 years, and Bill Parcells gave him that nickname, then I think Brady may decide to push back a little bit, and that's when things could get really interesting.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we need to go back to that date when he was a defensive coordinator and linebackers coach, and his nickname was Doom, and he was never a head coach. And fast forward it to 19 years of head coach experience and how players react and what's good and what's bad. Brady's not the quarterback in that game against the Eagles. What's the score of that game? What's the score of the game against Atlanta? I mean, see, the bottom line, Belichick knows he needs Brady. Brady knows he needs Belichick.
Okay, but as it relates to tomorrow, Belichick has one of two choices. He can either make Brian Hoyer the guy who gets those first team reps, and this will all continue. And you can look at Florio and say, Florio is right.
Right.
He's going to treat him like any other guy. He's going to let him come in. He's going to start tweaking him. He'll get on his case about it. Or he can just say, you know what?
Okay.
Go ahead, Tom. You're a number one quarter, and it kills it.
This is so easy.
It'll be dead. What will anybody say then?
This is so easy. This is
so easy. See how Belichick changes core principles.
Nope. It's not about changing core principles, okay? You just asked me the question. So did Bledsoe ever go to those off-season activities that were voluntary? I said, yeah, he was at all of them. Why? Because our head coach, Bill Parcells, at the time, never went to the podium and said, these are voluntary workouts to get ahead of this, when we knew that these guys weren't going to be there. That never happened. Even though it was termed voluntary in our contract, our asses were all there in the seats, okay? Because you knew if you weren't there, it's going to be an issue. He can make my life miserable for you. The fact they got out ahead of this, and he did a pre-draft, pre-workout press conference, which he's never done in other years, and started with the word voluntary. How many times have we heard the head coach or the owner or anybody in that organization say voluntary this offseason? So that told me, and me talking to people, that they all knew when these guys were going to show up. This is why we went on our show over a month ago and said, they're going to be there June 5th. That's when they're showing up. Team knew it. They knew it. You don't agree upon it and have this communication, and you know when they're going to show up, and then you're going to go out and say voluntary, and then you're going to penalize the guy when he shows up when it's now all of a sudden non-voluntary? That doesn't make sense to me, which means Brady's going to be in a huddle.
What's in the best what is in the best interest
of the
team?
How is that penalizing him? Belichick says everyone starts day one every year, ground zero, right?
Yep.
It goes back and reverts back. So if he's going to stick to his guns, then Brady's not the first quarterback, right?
Well, I mean, I need to be there at OTAs and see, are ones working with ones? Or all the veterans on one field and you're teaching young kids on the other? Because I heard that also.
What's in the best interest of the team going forward? To kill this? To kill whatever feud there might be?
Kill it.
Kill it, move on.
Kill it.
And get your best quarterback working with your best players and get them on the same page. You can do it all tomorrow.
Be nice to get one of the first snaps, nice little play action deep fake, and have 87 running that seam route, and he puts one on him. Back shoulder. Boom. Little beat writers. Then we do the little tweet thing.
Isn't there a part of
tweets
Brady
from OTAs?
Isn't there a part of Brady that sort of wants to have Hoyer take those first team reps? Is that what he's looking for?
No. No, no, he doesn't need this right now. He does not need that right now.
You sure?
Yeah. Nobody needs that right now. I don't think any of the assistant coaches want that right now.
It's kept alive if it happens.
You know what I'd do though? Stick him in there day one. Throw a defense, some odd defense you've been working on at the OTAs and throwing sessions, or these voluntary workouts, something he hasn't seen before. See what call he makes. Let's give him a little exotic look he hasn't seen.
Okay, but that's football.
Well,
that's not punishment.
It's a way of getting at Brady. Like, oh, you weren't here. We covered that 4 weeks ago. We've been working on that call.
That would speak to what Mike Florio said is going to happen. If that happens, Brady will not respond well to it.
And Brady would throw it on Josh. Well, he didn't give me a heads up on it.
I'm just in the camp of wanting it to be over. I don't want any more feuds. I don't want any more reports.
I think it's going
to
be fine because his best buddy has been there from day one.
By the way, you heard anything on the Wickersham story?
Have not heard anything. No. It's been quiet. You hearing anything?
No.
No. Well, the second one was coming down the pike.
Haven't seen it yet.
That's what they said.
Haven't spotted that.
Mm.
Just waiting for that, seeing if there's anything else. But I just want the drama portion of it all to be, you know, I don't think it's ever going to completely go away. Just enough already. Are you tired of it?
Yeah, it's same regurgitated stuff in a sense. I know some of the stories are new, but it's the same tensions, right? But Brady's going to get worse? No, you got two Hall of Fame players, you got a Hall of Fame coach, you got a Hall of Fame owner. You got four major egos in this thing.
Will any of this apply to Rob Gronkowski, by the way? The same thing we're talking about with Brady.
It seems like
does it apply to Gronkowski?
Seems like he's checked right back into slap happy place, you know, like time machine, and it's all good. I'm so excited to be in.
Well, I'm just saying, play it out. What if it happens tomorrow? Rob, you go line up with the twos.
I think he'd just line up. He's just going to come out 69 on his back. Okay? Should I put my ear pads in through my ear holes? How do you want me to do it? Okay. Go ahead, put Dwayne Allen in.
So you're saying he wouldn't respond, he wouldn't care.
No, these guys are at such different levels, and that's the tough part for Bill to manage. It really is. It's past the point where, you know, I think it's gotten monotonous and tiring on them to where Belichick makes examples out of them. Now they just want a little leeway. I don't know. I think they've earned it, too, a little bit. I think everybody, you know, as Bill
says, I'm telling
you,
if he gives it to them tomorrow, it's over. What more is there to say? Tom's back. He's the quarterback. He's going to be here going forward. None of that's an issue anymore.
I guess.
It's all over.
Yeah.
If Brian Hoyer is the number one quarterback, well, forget it. It just continues.
How many credentials do you think are going to be issued tomorrow?
I don't know. A lot. I think there's going to be a lot of people covering this.
A lot more than normal. I wonder if Dan Housley's heading down.
No, I hope so.
Hello there, Bill.
Hope so. Byron Barnett.
Byron Barnett and Joe Shortsleeve. Hello, Ken McLeod.
Forgive me if you already answered this, Coach, but why didn't Malcolm Butler play in the Super Bowl?
They may blow the dust off Scott Wally and send him down there.
Oh, man.
Mike Barnicle and Frank Melton.
I feel like a real jerk because you must have answered this a dozen times.
Coach, I don't know if you answered
since
this.
The end of the Super Bowl, but why didn't you play Malcolm Butler? That had to have been answered, right, guys?
That's happening tomorrow at 11 a.m. We'll hear from Coach Belichick tomorrow at 11 a.m. on this very show.
Oh, good.
Yep.
He's going to speak.
Answering that very question.
Hey, Coach, did you see the Final Four in the lacrosse? Please.
No lacrosse questions tomorrow, please. No Bon Jovi questions tomorrow, please.
Cardinal Pride.
Yeah, Cardinal Pride.
Oh. Cardinal Pride. And go Cardinal.
Best part about it, there's only four of these in the entire NFL this week, mandatory minicamps. The rest are next week. The rest of the other 20 next week.
Oh, my God.
So the National Reporters.
Sal Palbian. Yeah. Sal Palbian.
Sal will be outside the Patriots Pro Shop with
fixing
some useless report. He's going to report tomorrow that Brady and Gronkowski have shown up.
They may send Schefter in.
Well, he's already here.
He may have just stayed.
He's catching passes from Brady over the weekend. A number one performance, 10 out of 10. Here are the headlines with Artie. Your calls coming up on Brady and Gronkowski reporting to Foxborough.
Sports Hub headlines.
Red Sox got the win yesterday in Houston, 9-3, the final. Mitch Moreland afterward talking about his home run. Mitch, tell us about it.
You know, I got a first pitch breaking ball, you know, barely caught the corner, and, you know, I figured he was going to try to attack me with it, and he came back with another one and kind of split the plate in half and able to put a good swing on it.
Neat. Sox split the four-game set in Houston. They have the day off, and then tomorrow they'll be home to begin a homestand, as the Tigers come in for the first of three. Golden State Warriors now up 2-0 in the NBA Finals after their win last night over the visiting Cavaliers. 122-103 the final. 29 points for LeBron James, 33 for Steph Curry, who also set an NBA Finals record with 9 three-pointers. Next game is Game 3, Wednesday night in Cleveland. Headlines are brought to you by Ace Ticket. They have the best deals on seats with the outstanding customer service you deserve. Visit aceticket.com. I'm Hardy. I'm Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What, is there a problem?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I want to wake up in a city that never sleeps.
Tom Brady was his greatest ally.
And find I'm A number one.
A plus.
Top of the list.
Scale of 1 to 10.
King of the hill.
10 kind of guy.
A number one.
A plus. Plus. Plus.
It's up to you, New York. New York.
Anybody who knows and has dealt with Tom Brady knows how genuine he can be. I'm told that genuineness shines through, which I think is going to make life more difficult for Roger Goodell to make a decision on.
April 18th of this year, Adam Schefter, ESPN, wrote, Patriots quarterback Tom Brady has still not committed to playing in 2018, even though people who know him believe he will be back for the coming season. League sources told ESPN on Wednesday. The lack of any official word from Brady, either privately or publicly, has left some to admit that while they do believe he will play in 2018, they cannot say that for sure.
I thought that report was crazy.
And
at
a lot
that
of people like, read it and said,
play?
What the hell is this?
Yeah.
That's a real thing now? Go back. Go back. You know what we said? This is a play. This is a ploy. This is trying to create leverage where it doesn't really exist for Brady. He's trying to create some sort of leverage here. He's continuing to do that by not showing up for OTAs. He's using whatever limited leverage he wants to use without having to violate his contract or violate the mandatory portions of showing up and working. If you didn't catch it on Friday night, Tom Brady was playing touch football with Adam Schefter out on the field at Harvard. He was throwing him touchdown passes. In case you missed that little event they had there. Fabulous event. Great cause for best buddies.
Schefter has played in it before. This wasn't anything new.
Yeah. Been there before. But consider the source.
Yeah.
Going out playing touch football. Brady's throwing passes to Schefter. Brady completed a touchdown pass to Adam Schefter on Friday night. That is a fact.
That's a nice story.
Okay. So for all the people, he doesn't know what he's talking about. This,
you know what you
bogus.
Do is get Soce on. Soce did the play-by-play.
Do you think it came from?
Well,
where do you think that came from?
Sourcing, reporting.
Sources, people close to Brady.
Right. That game was 112 at one point. Tie game.
112?
112. A lot of scoring. Yeah.
Very little defense.
Not many flags. Not many flags were
played. They had 3 digits on the Harvard scoreboard?
Yeah, I heard they didn't play Butler either, which
sounds like
the
Super Bowl.
Which was
a lot of defense.
Butler couldn't get into the game. Couldn't understand why. Standing there on the sideline, ready to go. Could have made a couple of plays. 617-779-0985. Let's see. Brady's back. Brady's good to go. Gronkowski is back. They'll both be participating tomorrow. Bill Belichick will speak tomorrow. And Bill Belichick has a choice. He has a decision to make. How does he handle the re-entry of Brady into the team's practices?
We got pictures from the fantasy camp, too,
yeah?
On the team website.
What good is that doing you right now? What is that?
Shows them in actual Patriot uniforms.
Oh,
which we haven't seen since the Super Bowl. So
right.
Mm-hmm. One step in the right direction.
Bit more.
Is Brady instructing guys where to line up? He must have a pretty good handle on the offense here. That's Gronk.
Boy, this is a big joke to you, though, huh? This is just a big joke.
The team put it right out there that, hey, they're here. Here we go. It's 4 different pictures. It's Brady, Gronkowski, Hogan, and Burkhead. It's interesting how they slid 87 and 12 in there. Haven't had him around in a while.
It is kind of interesting how the Patriots chose those of the 4 photos they posted on their Twitter account an hour ago.
They're
practicing
here
with the pros at Patriots Fantasy Camp. The first picture is Brady. The second one's Hogan. The third is Gronk. And the fourth is Burkhead. Like 2 of the 4 were the 2 guys who haven't been there.
Like Yetis. Or Bigfoot.
Oh, James White is actually in the book.
Kind of.
You see something you're not used to seeing, you grab your camera and take a picture. Holy crap.
Unicorn.
Look at that.
Yeti. Ivan Fierce was there. He's coaching him up.
Always there. Guy's been there since I got there. Jesus.
If you believe everywhere. The Florio thing about pushback, if Brady's going to give him some pushback, do you think the pushback, you're better off doing it this week or at training camp? So do you think if Belichick just has him be the number 2 quarterback, Brady gives him pushback, it's better
to happen
now.
I'd get out of the way now than in front of everybody at camp. That would not be go too well.
You're asking me which time of the pushback is better for the team?
Right.
Yeah, probably now. It's only June, first week of June.
Or does he just suck it up and Belichick doesn't do anything at all the entire camp?
Doesn't do anything at all.
Who?
Bill. He's asking. Jim's asking.
He's not doomed. Does Belichick just not doom at all? Or does he give him pushback now or during camp?
You know how you say pushback? Do you see that pushback?
What do you want to do, Jim? Take his numbers off
him in practice or having it out with him? Because
I don't know. I'm just going by what Florio
said. That's not how I see the pushback happening. You know how I see the pushback happening? More in the form of what we got on April 18th with Adam Schefter. Like all of a sudden there will be some cryptic Instagram post or a story that gets reported with inside information. It'll be an info war.
Schefter is Bill's guy, too. Don't forget that, okay?
It'll be something along those lines. Some sort of bullcrap tweet, Instagram post, or story from a reporter, Schefter, about something going on or some sort of unhappiness or something.
Don't forget, it was Schefter's daughter that had the Bill Belichick one-on-one interview outside the locker room right after they ruled Edelman out for the year down in Detroit.
Bill's maybe Schefter can mediate it then. Yep. Maybe Schefter can mediate this
he
whole
could,
thing.
He could, man. He's friends with everybody involved.
He sure is.
He's friends with both sides. Schefter tight with both camps. He's the guy who can bring everybody together. That's so who he is, too, right? Like, wouldn't he love to be the guy to bring them all together?
Oh, yeah.
And we can get him out of the podcast together and talk it out.
Do it on a podcast.
Piggyback it with Mort. And Mort's still there. See, he's getting more treatments. Good for him, though. Just hope he beats what he's got. Schefter's helped him get back, too, though. Schefter sort of helps everybody. He's the helper.
He's a fixer.
He's a do-gooder. Johnny do-gooder. You think, like, if you honestly knew him, what? What is he laughing at?
I think Jim's laughing at you. I think he's laughing at you.
Oh. What are you laughing at?
Tom and I are laughing. It's like the car dealership thing where they have to do that disclaimer there. Every time Zoe brings up Mort, he's got to bring up, I hope he beats the cancer.
I do. Yeah, I do. No,
you know why?
Do.
Because nobody dumped on him more during Deflategate than Zoe. That's why. That's why you've got to, like, hey, I know that I ripped on him for that.
No,
you
block me now.
I want to make sure everyone knows. I do hope the guy beats cancer.
Yeah, no kidding. Who doesn't?
Puts tax and title down.
Yeah,
tax yep. First month's payment included.
Restrictions do apply.
Yep. See dealer for details.
See dealer.
Yep.
Gotta throw that. Gotta slide that disclaimer in. You know, I hope the guy does get completely healthy. I'm not wishing bad things to happen to him.
What's up with his hat?
Okay. That okay.
That's for Core Golf, isn't it?
Oh, Hardy? Excellent.
That's a K.
That is a Core Golf hat,
yeah,
yes.
Core Golf. I thought it was like an OK hat because it's got a big O around the K.
No, it's just okay. A logo. That...
Like a Circle K. Does it look like the Circle K convenience store
yeah,
logo?
Yeah, just a little bit. Just yeah. A little bit.
I'll talk to him.
Did you get that at a free tank of gas?
If they're going to expand to the Southwest, it's going to be an issue down there.
Free hat with every fill up right now. Or hot dog. Hey, the hat or the hot dog.
Coming up next, what would happen to this show today if we let the intern be the producer for a day? Zoe's already mad about it. Zoe's already mad. What this show would look like to everybody if we let the intern run the show.
He's actually helped me today.
He has?
Yes.
You like him now?
We've been talking.
I don't believe it. Tell me next.
Hot takes.
I am Superman.
Oh, yeah.
Wrong song.
Oh. Zoe and Beetle, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
For some reason, we allow the interns to contribute to our pre-show information chain.
Is this new?
This song?
No. The interns.
It feels new. I don't remember them being on emails in the past.
Being allowed to participate in our little...
I take back what I said before the break. He's helped me out today. He has not helped me. He's actually confused me more today.
Oh, he has?
Yes.
What was he talking to you about? Room selection
Just trying to ease Hadley's process into UMass just a little better. And, of course, he's been on the ground there, ground sources. He's been through the experience, positives, negatives. You get this thing in the mail about this trunk you can buy and everything's, you know, the linens, and it's kind of a cool deal. He knows nothing about that.
Of course not.
Which is amazing.
Don't buy that, by the way.
Ask him about certain dorms where you can go this and that, and... He has no clue. He has clue.
And what ended up happening? All the information that I gave you a month ago ended up being superior information.
Yes. Oh, you are. You are the mayor of UMass.
I haven't been there in a decade. I mean, I've been on campus. I haven't gone to school there.
I know. Like, you haven't actually lived there on campus in over a decade.
Yeah, 13, 14 years ago.
So I thought maybe the best next thing to do is to go to a man that or a boy that actually... has invested his time there and probably absorbed some information and has some good and bad experiences.
Maybe has a clue.
Yeah, having a clue. Like, help guide me.
All he did was make it more confusing.
Yeah, and he talks with his hands a lot now.
But back
really
to the show. There's...
He's laughing again in there.
I know he is. Happy guy.
Slappy. Your nickname's Slappy.
This intern, Colin, he doesn't have a real nickname yet. What have you been calling him?
Colin.
Why are you going to rip on his name?
I'll be calling you tomorrow. I mean, Boston Colin.
Let's see. Put in the thread today. Let me just give you an idea.
Why does he even have access
to
the thread? Or
I mean, it's a Red Sox story, Patriot story, couple of football NFL stories.
What did he do last week?
Ones that we're not going to get to.
It was confusing. He put some weird story
LeBron,
in there last week,
Draymond Green, NBA Finals.
Yeah.
Right. A couple more Patriot stories, another Red Sox story, a couple more Finals stories, a Brady story. Notes from Bert Breer on the Patriots at this point. You know,
good stuff.
All decent local angles.
Stuff that applies to what we're talking about today.
Right?
Yeah.
There is a good nugget in here about J.D. Martinez that I just reminded we got to get to. About baseball cards. And then there's another Brady story. A lot of Brady, Red Sox, local angles. Then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, this tweet about about the Oklahoma City Thunder.
What?
And who would be most valuable to the Thunder. Who cares?
What do you mean, like LeBron?
Like, it's a graphic.
You mean like LeBron?
Like Steven Adams or Russell West? What the hell are we doing here?
You mean like LeBron going there?
No, no.
A Celtic player is going to the Thunder?
No.
Well, why would... How, are
trading Jaylen Brown there?
How could we possibly care?
So we're going to spend time talking about the Thunder today, Colin?
Just a young gun with the quick feeling.
What's his answer? What did he say?
Doesn't matter. Let this ride.
And then Steven Adams put some comment on it saying all of them except Melo. Oh, so there's drama there. Bunch of NBA useless superstars. Who cares?
Then the Thunder. Thunder!
There's that today. And then there's a link to the FBI agent over the weekend in Denver, which now is like a three-day-old story.
This is awesome.
The FBI agent did the backflip and the gun went off?
I can see this happen. This is stuff that happens to me. This would be my luck.
The best part is he's sitting 3 feet away from Tom and I, and he's not saying any of this out loud. He's sending it to our thread.
Well, that's how these kids operate nowadays. He could be sitting in a room with a half-naked co-ed, and he'd get on, like, Tinder with her.
Yeah. Like,
and
hey, shut up.
Reach over and tap her on the shoulder and, you know, see if she wants a heaping help and a calling. They can't interact anymore.
They can't. They can't have normal conversations.
There's a lot of times the internet, hey, did you guys see this? Hey, normally we have seen it, but... Yeah, he doesn't even ask. He just sends it.
Because they're not normal human boys anymore.
It's the problem.
It's like a vorp.
There were some of these last week, too.
Stop reading clickbait. He's probably just scrolling through clickbait.
It's a problem, man.
Yeah. Well, which one of those do you want to talk about? We got to do something that the intern provided for 3 more minutes.
I'll convince the interns, by the way, don't look at any news until they get here the day that they're like scheduled to work at like 9 a.m. Then they start looking.
Zoe and I had a full conversation yesterday about the FBI agent already. We already had a full conversation in the Sunday version of Zolak and Bertram,
guys,
which is not aired anywhere.
Pretty good dancer, by the way. Guys, sneaky good dancer.
So that video, if you've watched it, it guys, shouldn't be funny.
Right. No,
there's nothing funny about someone.
It's totally funny. With
a gun falling out of his pants and then shooting someone accidentally. That's not a funny thing.
The gun
thing.
Was never in the hand, okay? The gun went off, but he went ham.
When he reached for it, it went off.
Out of the back of his crack.
And then he grabbed it, and his hand hit the trigger and fired the gun and shot a guy in the leg.
Why is it not, like, on safety mode there? Like, why wouldn't... You know,
maybe it was on safety, but when he did his stupid frat boy bat flip...
He would have shot himself in the ass.
The safety popped off.
He's got one in the chamber, and the no safety is on. Like, okay. So...
Or two in the thing
and one in... He shoots a guy, and then puts his hands up like, oops, sorry.
I'm out
like,
of here.
Wasn't me.
I'm out of here.
Well, that was an accident. And just walks away.
That wasn't real.
How the hell do you just walk away? You just shot a guy.
Well, two reasons. Number one, you're drunk. And number two, you're stupid.
No, so, he knew he was
drunk. He's stupid. And you decide, I just put my hands up. Hey, nothing to see here.
Yeah, just shot a dude.
It's funny. We're still laughing at
Work gets really interesting,
wow,
though.
Dude, what happened to your leg? Oh, I was at a party this weekend. FBI agent went ham and his gun dislodged.
By the way, if you watch the video, there's something great to watch in it, and if there's a guy who's in the front row of all the people that are surrounding this idiot
He's
dancing.
Like, pointing at like,
who, when the gun goes off, turns around like, oh, hell no! He takes off.
He has no idea what it is
that just happened. He just knows that someone just fired a gun,
and he is
not sticking around to see how that ends. He turns around and takes off through the crowd like, oh, no. No way. Watch for him. You guys are rewatching it now. He's wearing shorts. He's wearing, like, shorts and sandals. Watch him turn around and take off like, oh, no. Nope. Not having anything to do with it. Jim just saw it. You just saw it. The video's been all over the place
this
weekend.
B-Rub.
Yeah. Whoa.
Have they determined, have they released the name of the FBI agent
yet? No, they
yet?
Have not.
Because he hasn't been arrested yet, right?
He has not been charged as of yet.
Oh, good grief.
My guess is he's going to get charged, right? I mean, how do you have that happen? He's going to get fired.
I don't know.
He's got to get fired.
Especially if that's his service weapon?
It is. They're allowed to have them off duty.
But that, I mean, it could be his personal.
You're also, I don't think, allowed to go get hammered.
Well, it makes a difference.
Was Starling allowed to carry hers around?
If Zoe goes out and gets in his, you know, second accident this month, and it's in his car.
I've not been in any accidents for people listening, so just so you know that. For people down
for how many months? How many months are you accident-free?
Oh, we're over a year now.
Oh, good. All right, so if Zoe goes out and gets in an accident today in his car, that's bad. If he's driving a sports hub vehicle, that's
like
worse.
Like Feldman did. Feldman totaled one when he slid off the ice on one of our appearances up on Route 2.
You understand, it's like if it's a service weapon, then all of a sudden, now the federal government is involved.
Yeah.
With the federally issued weapon to that agent. Hmm. What's he doing with his
piece
in a bar? What are you doing?
I'd carry it if I
Beetle,
had.
Beetle, you know a lot of cops.
Well, here would be my question. Why are you doing backflips if you know you have a gun in your waistband?
Why do you bring your gun into the bar? Well, Beetle, you know a lot of cops,
I think there are.
Sure he does.
Okay.
There are people that
you know a lot of cops. Those guys, unless they're on duty, they don't carry their guns.
Yeah.
Unless they're going into a place where it's like, okay, this might be something where it could be useful, but if they're out, like, hanging out, drinking, they don't walk around with their guns.
He was on his way home from work.
I actually went to a cop, like, on his kids' sporting games, and it was, like, in between games, like, hey, let's hit the Packy. I'm like, okay. So you drive him down there, and he's like, get some solo cups and that, and they're in the car, and you hear, ksh. I'm like, you were not going to do that, right? And he's like, why not? I'm like, cop. Yeah.
Okay, different subject.
I mean, why do cops do things, you know? Why does FBI?
No, now we got to let him finish. Go ahead.
Never mind. Tell me more about that night, Zoe. Maybe the intern's on to something. Maybe the intern knows better that we should have talked about this.
Yep.
Even though the story's over, it's over
to the show. Boom.
Tom makes a good point. It's like a tent. The guy's like a tent. It's a distillery. The club, the quote-unquote club, is at a distillery.
Yeah.
You know what, Jim?
It's like those turf.
Those are the type of parties that happen in, like, Nantucket, because there's not really, like, internal bars where there's a ton of room to hang out.
That's like so back in the day at the tent in Marina Bay.
No, they have a ton of tents outside. You go, and they tag you, and you put a wristband on, and you go in through the back, and you party in the tent instead of the bar. That's wonder where that's happening.
They have weekday bands and then the DJ-fueled weekend dance parties.
Speaking of police officers, do you think I should ask the police officers in the audience about what it requires to be leaving the scene of an accident or hit and run?
If you're carrying.
What's the legal definition of that?
Oh, because that happened to you this morning.
Yeah, it happened to me this morning. I just like to know.
Yeah, Beetle got tapped again.
I'll ask that question right after this. 90 seconds, no commercials.
Good.